Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an Amen-style subsign in Ableton Live 12, and the vibe we're aiming for is pure 90s-inspired darkness. Not a glossy modern sub. We want something raw, haunted, rhythmic, and tightly connected to the break. This is a big deal in drum and bass, because in darker jungle and old-school influenced DnB, the bass is not just there to fill the low end. It helps define the groove. It answers the drums. It leaves space when the break needs to breathe. And that tension between the amen and the sub is where the magic lives. So instead of designing the bass in isolation, we're going to build it in the context of the drum pattern right away. Start by setting your project around 172 BPM. Create a drum track with an amen break, or a chopped amen style loop if you already have one. Then create a new MIDI track for your sub. Loop 4, 8, or 16 bars in arrangement view so you can hear the bass against the drums while you write it. That part matters a lot. A sub that sounds massive on its own can disappear once the break is playing, so always design in context. Now let's build the core sound. Load operator on the sub track. We want a clean sine wave foundation, so set oscillator to sine and turn off the other oscillators. Keep the sound simple. That's the whole point. You want a focused low-end source with no unnecessary clutter. For the amp envelope, use a very fast attack, a medium short decay, full sustain, and a short release. A good starting point is around 0 to 5 milliseconds for attack, 120 to 250 milliseconds for decay, full sustain, and 40 to 100 milliseconds for release. At this stage, keep the output level controlled so you leave headroom. The sub should sit in the low register, usually around 40 to 60 Hz depending on your key and note choice. If the track is in a key like F minor, the root can live comfortably in that lower octave range. The exact note matters less than how it behaves with the kick and the break. Now comes the important shift. Don't treat this like a drone. Treat it like a phrase. Write short MIDI notes that respond to the amen break. Think in 2-bar or 4-bar chunks. For example, on bar 1, let the root hit on beat 1, then add a short answer on the end of 2. On bar 2, leave space so the snare ghosts can breathe, then bring the sub back on beat 4. On bar 3, try a small movement like root to 5th or root to flat 5 if you want a darker, more menacing color. Then on bar 4, pull back and create a turnaround that leads back into the loop. That's the first big lesson here. The note lengths are part of the groove. Short notes feel punchy and nervous. Slightly longer notes feel heavier and more ominous. In this style, tiny timing choices make a huge difference. Also, try not to over-edit everything perfectly onto the grid. A little human offset can help the bass feel more alive, especially in old-school jungle-inspired material. Nudging a few hits a few milliseconds early or late can create tension in a really musical way. Now let's add a little movement. Enable glide or portamento very subtly, if your workflow supports it. Keep it restrained. We're not going for a big modern wobble. We want tiny slides, mostly on phrase endings or small interval changes. Something like 40 to 90 milliseconds is enough in most cases. A downward slide into the next note can sound especially dark, like the bass is sinking into the mix rather than jumping out of it. You can also experiment with a little pitch bend automation, but again, keep it minimal. The goal is haunted movement, not flashy modulation. Think of it like a shadow shifting under the break. Next, let's give the sign some harmonics so it translates better on smaller systems. Add saturator after operator. Start with about 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. Then trim the output back so you don't fool yourself with extra loudness. If you want a rougher, more underground jungle tone, you can follow that with drum bus and add only a touch of drive. Keep the boom low or off if you want to preserve the pure sub weight. This is one of those places where restraint wins. Too much distortion can turn the low end into mush, and once that happens, the sub stops feeling centered and solid. You want harmonics, not chaos. Now let's make sure the low end stays clean. The true sub should stay mono and centered. If you want width or grit, create a separate upper layer and keep the low layer pure. A good approach is to duplicate the bass track. Keep one track as your sub, and on the duplicate, high-pass at around 120 Hz or so. That way, the second layer can carry the character, while the original sub stays stable underneath. On the sub itself, use EQ8 only if you need to clean up unwanted rumble. If there's too much infra energy below 25 or 30 Hz, trim that gently, but don't overdo EQ on the sub. A strong jungle low end should feel like a pillar, not a wide cloud. If you want extra motion, use auto-filter on the harmonics layer or on a bass bus, not recklessly on the pure sub. A low-pass filter moving over 8 bars can create a great sense of opening up into the next phrase. Start filtered and dark, then open things slightly as the arrangement develops. That works especially well if the second half of your loop has a denser amen pattern or a bigger turnaround. Now think about the arrangement itself. This style works best when the bass and break are having a conversation. The sub doesn't need to play constantly. In fact, silence can be more powerful than another note. Try muting the bass for one bar every 4 or 8 bars so the re-entry feels heavier. That little vacuum before the sub comes back can make the drop hit much harder. A simple 16-bar structure might go like this. The first 4 bars are sparse, with the amen break leading and the sub just answering in short phrases. Bars 5 through 8 add a little more density and maybe a turnaround at the end. Bars 9 through 12 can introduce variation, maybe an octave jump or a different tension note. Then bars 13 through 16 can pull back again, either for a DJ-friendly release or to set up a switch into the next section. That call and response relationship is everything here. If the break has strong snare hits on 2 and 4, let the bass answer after those hits rather than stepping all over them. If the amen is busy with ghost notes, leave space. That space is not empty. That space is groove. If you want even more character, resample a few bars of the bass and break together. Record it to audio, then chop out the best bits. A resampled layer often has a more lived-in, slightly unstable feel than a perfectly programmed MIDI part. That kind of imperfection is very much part of the 90s darkness we're chasing. You can use that resampled audio as a background texture, a fill, or a transition effect. If you want a dirtier edge, you can add very light redux to the resampled layer. Just a little bit. Enough to roughen it up, not enough to destroy it. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the sub too loud. Compare it against the kick and the break in the full mix, not in solo. A sub that feels huge by itself can completely overpower the track once everything else is in. Second, don't use glide everywhere. A little goes a long way. Too much slide and the bass turns to mush. Third, don't let distortion wreck the sub. If the pure low end gets fuzzy, move the dirt to a parallel layer instead. Fourth, don't ignore the amen rhythm. The bass should fit around the break, not fight it. And fifth, don't rely on a static 8-bar loop. Jungle and dark rollers are all about phrasing. Add variation at bar 4, bar 8, or bar 16 so the track keeps moving. Here are a few pro moves you can try as you get more comfortable. Use a second bass layer for mid-range movement and keep the pure sub underneath it. Use slight negative space before the snare so the impact lands harder. Automate a filter opening into a switch-up. Use utility to check mono quickly, and if the bass feels weak, try changing the octave before reaching for EQ. Sometimes the answer is not more processing. Sometimes it's simply a better note choice. For a quick practice exercise, try this. Build a 4-bar amen loop at 172 BPM, then program only 3 to 5 bass notes total across those 4 bars. Make one note answer the snare, and make one note a turnaround at the end of bar 4. Add saturator with about 3 dB of drive and soft clip-on. Duplicate the bass. High pass the duplicate at 120 Hz and put a little movement or distortion on that upper layer only. Then bounce it to audio and listen in mono. If the groove still feels strong when the upper layer is muted, you've built a solid foundation. So to recap, build the subsign in the context of the amen break. Start with a clean sign and operator. Add controlled saturation for harmonics. Phrase the bass like a conversation with the drums. Keep the true sub mono and centered. Use movement sparingly, and let space do a lot of the work. That's the sound of 90s-inspired darkness. Ominous, spacious, and rhythmically locked in. Now go build it, and make that low end feel alive.